From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Destructive storms and at least one tornado ripped a path 100 miles long across Mississippi and Alabama late Friday night. It devastated communities and left at least 26 people dead. One place hit is a nearly century-old church in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. From the Gulf States newsroom, Maya Miller reports on a priest and his parishioners who say they haven't given up yet.
Throughout the lower Mississippi Delta, there are miles of seamless farmland, punctuated with bright red tractors and rusting silos. Farm animals huddle closely under the shade of pines. But then, entering Rolling Fork, the tree line breaks. In fact, most of the trees here lean northward after a tornado battered the area, ripping homes apart and sending pickup trucks hurtling through the air. There are bricks from people's homes scattered across the town.
As you've seen in Rolling Fork, there's hardly a tree left standing.
Father Greg Proctor is an Episcopal priest who serves as the leader for the Chapel of the Cross Church in Rolling Fork. Chapel of the Cross was 1 year shy of celebrating 100 years in this red brick building, but now more than half of the church has been destroyed.
There was a bell tower that went three stories up in the air with big cast iron or brass bell. It's in the wreckage. We hope to be able to save it.
Just 2 days after the tornado touched down, nearly a dozen men sort through the wreckage, salvaging silver and panels of stained glass. Some are members of his congregation, but others are from out of town, even as far as Arkansas.
They just showed up with plywood and some hands.
Proctor leads a small congregation, and he says many have shown up without him asking for help. They have questions, but they also want to be useful, for which he's grateful.
The commandment to love God and love your neighbor have been shown these last 2 days as people have come together to help.
Mm-hmm. One person who's here to help is William Moore, a lifelong member of Chapel of the Cross. He's attended for more than 60 years, even though he lives in Cary, Mississippi, a few miles south.
I'm devastated. It's a small congregation. And I've been the treasurer for 40 years, so it's my life.
As he looks at the damage, he takes a deep breath and struggles to keep talking.
It was probably the prettiest church in the county, and it's gone. So, it's sad.
But Moore's instinct is to be here to help, and he's not the only one. There are utility trucks, construction equipment, and emergency vehicles all over town trying to piece Rolling Fork back together. And Moore says he's here for the long haul, too.
And you've been here helping out and navigating all of this.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as long as it takes. This is my church.
For now, Father Proctor says they're coming up with a plan to get Sunday services going again.
We'll be all right. We may not be in this building anymore. It's hard to say for sure. But we will have a worship space and we will gather to praise God's grace.
He hopes that next Sunday will be the day. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.